With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Getting your cat or dog in to see the veterinarian can take a long time right now. Demand for vet services has increased during the pandemic as some people stuck at home brought new pets into their lives. At the same time, Michigan veterinarians are working through a backlog from the early days of last year's pandemic shutdown when they had to cancel all but essential appointments. As WMUK's Chloe Miller reports, that's affecting pet owners, shelters, and animal welfare groups.
Julie Barber works at the Kalamazoo Humane Society. She knows a few things about caring for animals. One day, last summer, her husband called.
He found this kitten. It was just one kitten by itself.
Not a newborn, but still pretty young, with black and white fur. Barber went to get it.
Well, we found it had been shot in the head with a BB. And I dug the BB out, but it looked kind of infected. And she had fleas, and she was a mess.
When Barbara tried to get the kitten some medical attention,
our own vet couldn't get her in for 2 weeks. And I even said, she has been shot in the head. And they said, yeah, we can't get you in for 2 weeks.
That was months ago, but the squeeze on veterinary services continues. Across the state, animal clinics are experiencing long wait periods for appointments. They're still catching up from the early days of the pandemic when the state ordered vets to hold off on non-essential care. At the same time, many people who've spent the last year at home have adopted pets. Christian Ost is the president of the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association.
I have spoken to some new pet owners that we've seen, and they're saying that they've called multiple clinics to find someone who could get them in, or even there may be other people who are accepting new clients, but they, you know, it's 3 weeks before an appointment or something just because they're so backed up.
Local vets are no exception. One clinic on Sprinkle Road says it stopped taking new clients months ago. They hope to resume sometime this spring. It takes a week or more to get an appointment for a sick pet, and surgeries are scheduled a couple months out. Oz says he suggests new pet owners call every clinic in the area and take the earliest appointment.
And even if the appointment's a couple weeks out, go ahead and take that appointment because all the vet clinics are backed up.
And it's not just private citizens struggling to get these services. Steve Lawrence is the director of animal services for Kalamazoo County. He says the shelter is having a hard time getting animals spayed and neutered.
It's been very tough for us to try to schedule, even with local vets, to get animals fixed. They're scheduled way out, months out, so you can't get anything fixed right away.
The Kalamazoo Humane Society is normally a powerhouse of spay-neuter operations, but KHS had to cancel surgeries during the shutdown last spring. It ended the year with surgeries down about a quarter from 2019. In December, the Humane Society moved to a new building. Staff member Julie Barber, the one who found the injured kitten this summer, says KHS should be able to fix lots of pets at its new facility. But because of the pandemic, it's been hard to hire new people. She says last month, the Humane Society had more than 500 animals on its waiting list.
It's pretty crazy right now. I've worked there for 6 years. I have absolutely never seen a backlog like this.
As for the kitten Barber took home last summer, the wound on her head eventually healed. She ended up being known as Oreo because of her black and white fur. In a video from last summer, Oreo sprawled on the floor at Barbara's home. Her sons are trying to interest the kitten in a toy mouse on a string. Barbara says Oreo now has a different home, which she shares with two dogs and another cat. For WMUK, I'm Chloe Miller.